الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون فتعالى الله الملك الحق صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our honorable, illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, the Mujaddid, the reformer of our era, and the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Hazrat says that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the sunnats of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can become alive in the ummah again. So one very important sunnat, which generally we have forgotten, is to make isali sawab, to pass sawabs to the marhumin, to the mayyit. And this particularly appeals to me at this time, bronchostrate, we are coming from how long? Very many years when I was a small child still, and from that time we are coming, and all those people we saw from that time, today we don't see them here anymore. Hafiz Muhammad's grandfather, what a pious person he was, Allahu Akbar. In Ramzan, every night he should make khatam of one Quran. From after Taraweeh, he should sit on his bed until Sehri time, he should make one khatam of Quran. So that people we saw. Then his father, Haji Ahmad. Then my sister, his mother, who passed away in Makkah Sharif. Mamaji, who has left us now, always Mamaji should be here. And also Qasim Mota, he also has left us. Many other people also, which you people know. And today we don't see those faces. Soon the time will come, we also won't be here. And people won't see us, and world will carry on. So that is the real life. So also one time, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, was going to Hijaz, Muqaddas, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. On his way, he stopped for a few days in Bombay. And then the third day or so, he called all his special friends, his murids, khalifas, and he told them, see, this is my second, third day in Bombay, and every day I've made khatam of one Quran Sharif, and I passed the sawab to all the marhums of Bombay. And he said, my advice to you all also, whichever town you go to, whichever town you pass, make khatam of Quran and pass the sawab to the marhumin of that place. Then Hazrat explained to read three times Qul Huwallahu Ahad. That is the sawab of the whole Quran Sharif. So that all of us can do. Every day, read, fix a time and read the three Quls
and pass the sawab to all our marhumin. When we are traveling, whichever town we enter, read the dua of entering the town. Allahumma barik lana fiha, the dua. And then read three times, qulu Allah, and pass the sawabs to the marhums of that. So let us read that now and make it a habit every day to pass the sawab to our marhumin. By doing this, a person who will do good to his parents, family people, Allah will give him a lot of barakat in his dunya. A person who will do good to his ustads, Allah will give him barakat in his knowledge. And a person who will do good to his mashayikh, Allah will give him a lot of barakat in his deen. So always, regularly, we should try and do this, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq. MashaAllah, Mawlana Muhsin. Today's reading was different for me. Yeah, you did so beautifully. I don't remember Mawlana Muhsin reading so beautifully before. So much of maturity in his reading, and so much of magnet and appeal in his reading. MashaAllah. Allah, may Allah increase.
Ameen, ameen.
And the ayat that he read in the second rakat, that gave me the subject for my topic today, what I must speak on. So that also is his favor on me. He made a sign on this. So in this ayat-e kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. What do you all think, that we created you just in tomfoolery, just as a waste of time, just as a show we made this dunya? In other words, there is a definite purpose. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think you're not going to return to us? Definitely you're going to return to Allah. And that is why Allah has put us here in this world. Just today or yesterday, I received a very beautiful email. And it is a subject of a hadith also. That we must never procrastinate putting things off. I'll do sofa. I'll do it, don't worry, this time I'll do it. That is also a great spiritual illness. So, but to procrastinate, to put things off. A person, for example, Fajr time, he gets up, another 5 minutes. Just let me sleep another 5 minutes. Then he says, another 10 minutes. Then, before he knows, Fajr time is gone already. His Fajr became Qaza. Or his Namaz with Jamaat became Qaza. So this is a thing that is in a person. The same way, Ibn Jawzi, Rahmatullah Ali, writes that many non-Muslims, Islam comes in their heart. We must accept Islam. But what shaitan puts in them, not now, later. Think of it still properly. Be sure what you're doing. Don't be in a hurry. And the first time, maut comes. And they didn't accept Islam, and they die in the state of kufr. For Muslims, Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullah alayhi, writes, a person knows I must make tawbah. And tawbah really means to change one's life. Correct one's life. And that is what is the effort of the khanqa, that we change our lives, correct our lives. So now it comes in a person, many persons, it comes in our hearts. But we say, it's still afterwards. I'm still young, later. One beautiful example of this is given, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, has given this example, that there was a very beautiful fruit orchard, wonderful fruit growing there. And 3 sections of this fruit orchard. So the owner told one person, you can go in my orchard and you can take fruit as much as you want. But the condition is, once your basket is full, you can't take more. And you can't reverse. You just have to go front all the time. So he went in the first orchard, beautiful, wonderful fruit. And he thought, let me start picking the fruit, what wonderful fruit there is. But as he looked up, he saw the next section has even got more better fruit. So he said, if my basket gets full, I won't be able to take the better fruit from in front. So let me not fill up here, I'll take in front. He went to the next section and he saw Abba, very good fruit. Now he was about to fill the fruit in his basket when he looked up and it was mirrored, which he did not know. And in a mirror, everything looks even more beautiful. He saw, oh, the next orchard has even got more better fruit. So he said, I'll fill up here, I won't fill up here. When he went into the next orchard, there was nothing. It was just a mirror of this side. In front it was empty. And then he was out of the garden. And he couldn't reverse to fall. So he went through the whole orchard with his basket empty. He didn't fall anywhere. The example of this Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi gives, that when a person is a child, is your first orchard. Mm. And in that childhood of yours, you also think, I'm just playing, it's my playing time. And even if the child becomes little serious, the elderly people in the house also say, what used to becoming like a big Sufi now? What you become like a big buzurg now? This is your time to play, enjoy yourself. This is not the time for you to become serious and to become pious. So he doesn't fill anything in his basket. He says, next, when I become a young man, then nobody will control me. Then I'm on my own. I will do what I want to do. When he comes there, now that is jawani, diwani, youth, which makes a person like a made person. Mm. So he says, this is the time to enjoy that. This is not the time to become buzurg and pious and become a Sufi and just sit in the masjid and make ibadah. In front, once I get married, and then afterwards, then I will make ibadah. When he comes in that orchard now, in that garden, then is the time now to make babies. He's a baby factory now. He's married now. And now is the time to make money. He's in business. Let me make money. There is not the time to become a Sufi. There is not time to become a buzurg. When I become an old man and finish everything, I build my empire, I'll be on pension, I've saved up enough for my old age, I will do everything. Suddenly an accident comes. Suddenly cancer, a person. How many people died young? And it was just a mirror, that old age I will do when I'm free. And now they are out of the garden. Mort came and the basket is empty. And we didn't fill anything. So we mustn't be deceived by this dunya. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says very clearly in the Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah is saying, the creator of dunya, Allah who knows dunya much more better than what we know, any philosopher, any professor, any doctorate, any maulana, even any nabi, more than all, Allah knows. And Allah made it. It's Allah's parcel. So Allah is saying this dunya is only a box of deception. It is only deception. It looks very beautiful from the outside, but it is only deception. Deception in every way. For example, one time, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, dunya which you say is cursed, dunya is not something to run after, it is not something to make our object in life. What is this dunya? So Allah accepted his dua. Allah showed him dunya in the form of an old lady. But he didn't make out it's an old lady, she was in burqa, covered. So in the form of a lady. And covered from head to all, face, everything. Only her left arm was sticking out of the burqa. And that left arm, what a glitter and shine, from which you can gauge if the hand is so beautiful, then this woman must be really very, very beautiful and attractive. So then he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you showed me how this one arm, which gives an idea what she actually looks like. But let me see what she looks like. Let me see her face. So Allah made her pick up her niqab. Her parda, her niqab, she lifted that up. Then he saw an old lady. All the teeth have fallen out, like a person without teeth, bokhi. How the mouth also goes in. One, two long, yellow, dirty teeth sticking out here, there. Temples are gone in. Cheeks are gone in. Hair, white, old lady. Dohi nabal, white hair. Old lady like that. And then you want to run away from there. So then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Oh Allah, you showed me this also. Now what is the right hand which is covered? So let me see that also. Mm. Then she took out her right hand, which had a dagger in it. So then he said, Ya Allah, what is the explanation? Allah said, this dunya is a deception. One little bit of dunya will show you to deceive you. You are being deceived with it, like that arm. Very glitter, lot of glitter and glamour and attraction in there. You get attracted. And when you get attracted, then you see the reality of dunya. The face opens up. To understand what this means, very many years ago, in the days of apartheid, when universities were not open to non-whites, etc., one person of our country, he sent his son to become a doctor in the UK. And UK, even today, the standard of living, cost of living, is much more higher. And in those days, Anyway, the father who was earning all right, but now how hard he had to work to send his fees there. And according to the cost of living and the standard of living, sending money for birth, you were just desire, my son will become a doctor. I'll be the proud father of a doctor one day. Finally, the son graduated, he became a doctor. When he came, father was very, very happy, he made a very big party, invited all the people of the town, invited all the family, everyone. And now, all the people dressed according to the occasion, with the suits in those days, ties, suits, all dressed according to the occasion. But the father, a hard working guy, he was working his fingers to the bone to send the fees for his son. He didn't have any much money. So he wasn't dressed, he was a bit shabby in front of everyone else. So he looked very odd in the whole gathering. And nobody knew him also really. So they asked the son, who is this old man? What a beautiful, according to dunya standards, gathering here. People dress so well, everything. And this one man so shabby, the son now was shy to say, it's my father. He said, this is the work of our house. The father at that time felt that dagger being stabbed through him. For who I gave my life, I worked my fingers to the bone. My desire, he must become a doctor. Today he calls me a worker of the house. I'm his father, and he calls me worker of the house. This is what this dunya is. When a person goes in for dunya, everything only dunya. Dunya then finally takes out that hand, and this is a heart attack in certain cases. So when a person is overtaken, not because of physical condition, but suddenly now this thing comes. This is now, this dunya is like a bubble on the water. And that bubble bursts anytime. Bubbles are just bursting all the time, one after the other. And bubbles are such on top of the water, as lights shine on them, they look very beautiful. The colors in those bubbles, purple, yellow, blue, orange, red, beautiful colors, they look so beautiful, but they just burst also so quickly. So just like that, a person is making his dunya. My dunya is a bubble. It's looking beautiful now. My income is so good. My house is so good. My car is so good. I've got this, I've got that. Suddenly you find that somebody in the house is diagnosed with cancer. Now the bubble has burst now. Suddenly somebody got a heart attack. Bubble is burst. Somebody dies. May Allah save us. You find out your son is a drug addict now. Hey, and today, just now, Hafiz Muhammad was telling us, drugs, they put such things in it that once you're hooked on, for life you're hooked on. You can't come off it. Hey, now you realize all your earnings just going for rehab all the time, and rehab doesn't help. He just comes out for it for a little while, back into the same thing again. Suddenly you find your daughter is involved with somebody else, or your wife is involved with somebody, your bubble has burst now. So this is what this dunya, so Allah says, don't be deceived for this dunya. This dunya, well, Allah is saying, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُوا الْغُرُورِ. Dunya is only a box of deception. Like you have a treasure box, and there isn't gold and silver, dhoka, deceit in that box. Total deception. This is what is this dunya. And we see it not only in that, in any aspect of our life. See, for example, we had now, mashallah, our meals. What a nice meal, everything. The dasturkhan laid out so nicely. And meat, diet. And then even the glasses, the ladies put them as though they use a geometry protector to measure 45 degrees. Every glass is put properly. And the serviettes also are put exactly properly. Perfect. And they take pride in it. And they do it so well. And then, after that, when the food also comes, the woman always say, don't rush us. We want to do it our way. And the man always, oh, the visitors have come, come quickly, hurry up, hurry up. They say, don't rush us. Because they take pride in the things. Man, for example, there is a ijtima, there is a jalsa. They dish out from the day, for what that big, like a scuttle. Eh? With that they just dish out and they throw in this here and go serve. They not the woman when they dish out, they put it all properly. The one piece meat must be on top. Wait little bit. We'll put a mint leaf also on top. Everything, what and what they do. And on the table sometimes they put flowers also. Artificial flowers or real flowers. But they take pride in putting all these things. Men don't take notice of anything. That food, how it's prepared, whatever, even simple thing like the halwa, that also they don't just put it like that. You must put it nicely, everything. Present it. But man don't take any notice of this. This is exactly as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many of my clear great signs I've spread out in the heavens and the earth. What of Allah's sign? Full it is. Our Shaykh says, اَفْنِ مِلْنَكَ قَتَى قُوِي نِشَانَ تُو بَتَادِ مُجَيْ اَيْ رَبِّي جَهَانَ. Oh Allah, show me your signs. So I could recognize you. I could know who you are. So the signs Allah has put in the heavens and the earth, the rising of the sun, how beautiful the setting, mountains, seas, waterfalls, beautiful canyons, beautiful sceneries, what holes in the Eastern Transvaal, what Allah has made, the garden route, and all, what beautiful Allah has made, the whole world Allah has made beautiful. And, but we don't take notice. All this, the most thing, Western tourists will say, what a breathtaking sight. Mm. How beautiful. And a mu'min was supposed to see Allah Ta'ala. Tu zahir hai, aur laakh parde mein hai tu. Oh Allah, I can see you. You are, and sometimes the sun rise in the morning, that great glow of the sun which is spreading in the sky. And it's coloring the clouds. And the clouds that are moving, what a beautiful scene. And if you are at such a place where there are some swallows flying also, and the river flowing also, how beautiful Allah has made. You buy such a canvas, an artist's impression of this, beautiful. You put it on your bedroom from one wall to the other, from the ceiling to the bottom, and you look at it. But that was just, he copied what Allah did. So he's a master artist. It looks like real the way it looks like. The way he has drawn it and made it, it looks like real. But it's only a copy. He has only copied, that's all. It's not his original work, really. He has copied what, and he's your whole life. You may have paid 50,000 rand, 100,000 rand for that canvas, but whole life it is static. It's just the same. Mm. It doesn't change. And Allah's on the very big screen. Not from one wall to the other, not from ceiling to the ground, but the whole horizon Allah has filled up. And free for everyone. The richest man can admire it. The poorest man. And who are the true people who admire it? Those people who have got ta'alluq with Allah. And they see the qudrat of Allah. Allah's hand working behind us. And every day it is different. And every moment it is changing. Then again the sunset, how beautiful everything. How Allah Ta'ala has made it. So for man, one great effort of the khanqa and tasawwuf and becoming bay'at is to recognize this. Hey, our wives, when they prepare their dastarkhan, even daily on our table, they take pride in doing all their things. And they are particular. They even phone you at work, what would you like to eat today? Mm. So that is just an excuse. They don't know what to do. They're showing you and to make you happy. But they don't know what to cook today. So they ask you, what would you like to eat? But anyway, they take pride in everything. And they put also everything nicely. And they always want time to do it properly. So, but the minute we sat down, now we sat at the dastarkhan. 15, 20 minutes we were into the eating. Now there are bones lying around. Now they are just the peels that are lying around. Somebody is filling tea and he messes tea also on the dastarkhan. Dastarkhan also is messed now. Everything is now upside down. In a few minutes, what happened? Just now it was looking so beautiful, now how it looks. That food, that woman took so much pride in preparing. Now what happens? You're going toilet. Hey, just imagine that food. Allahu Akbar. And also think that of the qudrat of Allah whenever anything comes in front of us. When the Indian Muslims came first to South Africa, Transvaal and Natal, about 150 years ago, they were also mostly hawkers. They used to go ferry for lunch. Hey, hawking in the farms, etc. On a Wednesday was a public holiday. They should go to Joburg and buy more of their wares. And for the whole week they should go out again. Then they should come back. And most of them, there was no family life. At the beginning, hardly no one in good family. Only men came. And so they don't have a nice meal. Just whatever they make do and they eat and they carry on. There was one person, Bismillah restaurant, which is running till today. On Diagonal Street. So in those days, on a Wednesday, he used to cook biryani. Because all the people now, they look forward to a nice meal. Once a week they get a meal. And he used to charge 1 shilling in those days. And maybe 100 rand today or whatever it is. And you ate as much as you wanted to. But you have to pay your 1 shilling. So one person came, and what the name also he had, Ismail Amtour. Ismail Amtour came, paid his 1 shilling, and he ate 10 plates of biryani. So the owner of the restaurant, somebody told his name, Sampati, I forgot his name. He came back to Ismail Amtour, and he said, Ismail Amtour, I tari 1 shilling paachi udamun. But aaj paachi, damu pa, mara umbari dukana not have. Don't come back to my shop again. You ate up 10 plates of biryani. Anyway, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, your plate of biryani comes in front of you. Then the ayat of the Quran is first, fadhkuruni, and then washkuruni. So first make little zikr. Most of us, we don't even read Bismillah. The way we see the food, we just forget the Bismillah. And thus we see clearly in our children. What our habit is our children's habit. I like to give children one badam, and I told them, one salam, one badam. And I see they just take it straight in the mouth. No jazakallah, no. See, the parents tell them, say jazak. Most parents will tell them, say jazakallah. I hardly heard a parent saying them to say bismillah. Jazakallah, so many parents tell, say bismillah, say jazakallah. But bismillah, we hardly hear anyone. So we don't even take Allah's name. And the real pay of that food is bismillah. In between, alhamdulillah. 100 rand is nothing. If you pay 1,000 rand, you had a big dawah, you invited 2,000 people, you spent 200,000 rand, that is nothing to make shukr to Allah. Acknowledge that it is from Allah. That is the real pay of the food. So we don't think, now in your plate of biryani, basmati rice from Pakistan, think who grew that rice, who worked on that farm, how many people. Then that farm, you need a tractor in order to plow the farm. Those tractors, where and where in the world, some parts were made here, some parts were made there, tires were made here, the seats were made somewhere else, the engine was made somewhere else, the gearbox was made somewhere else, where and where in the world, then they assembled it in one place. That country say, we made tractors. They just got the things from around the world, and behind it all is 100% Allah's work. Man is only like a puppet on the stage, the strings are being pulled. We think I am doing, but the doer is nobody else besides Allah Ta'ala. The giver is nobody else besides Allah Ta'ala. That tractor comes, you and can buy that tractor. You pay 300,000, 400,000, 200,000 for that tractor. Where can you pay the price of the whole world's work? For that tractor to come to your farm, you needed a road. Imagine how many people who worked on roads. Then the road was made. Otherwise you couldn't come. The tractor couldn't come. Then you need it. The tractor is there. It's got its diesel. It's got everything. But the driver didn't come. He phoned you. He said that my wife is very sick. I have to rush her to hospital. Now the tractor you can't work. You haven't got another driver. He's the one who was going to drive. So for him, his family, if he say my child, the principal of the school called me and said, you have to come in today and discuss the problem of your child. He doesn't come to work. His whole family has to be in order. Then he comes to work. Then he plows the ground. And how that, for the diesel, just imagine the oil that comes from which country. The refining of the oil, the transporting of the oil, and then the diesel. And then you go and buy 10 liters of diesel, 20 liters of diesel. You paid so much for it, 50, 80, 100 rand. Where can it be the price of all this? Whose work is behind all this? And then after that, it was plowed, they put the seeds in the ground. And that is all what insan can do. And it is only Allah, Rabbil Falaq, who makes the seeds split open. Mm. And the shoot comes out, and then things start growing. Whether it's rice, whether it's wheat, whether it's corn, whether it's barley, whatever. We sit and we just enjoy eating. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came from Jannah, in Jannah he was a VVIP, everything ready for him. As somebody said today when we were on the Dasturkhan, that woman gets some idea what work the woman do when there is a dawah. Like today, now they have to go all the time, where normally you just sit down, you have to order the wife, bring this, I want this, I want that. But now you are serving, you are going up and down. You are now somebody is asking you for this, somebody is asking you for that. Now you realize little bit what they have done for 2 days, 3 days. They started thinking we must prepare this. How lot of work they had done. One time, one person came home and he found that the children were not dressed. Whole day has passed. They're still in their pajamas. and they are dirty, the pajamas dirty, face is dirty, they didn't eat. He went in the house, the kitchen is dirty, dishes are not washed, house is upside down. What happened? Where's my wife today? What's she do? What happened? Is something wrong? When he goes in the bedroom, she's lying in bed. You sick? What's wrong? No, I'm not sick, nothing. Then today you didn't wash the children, you didn't wash the dishes, the house is in a mess. She said, every day you say I do nothing. I only talk on the phone all day. So today I decided I'll do nothing. Now you see what the result when I do nothing. Now you can have an idea how much I do. Then the house is neat and tidy. Children are clean. They have eaten. The house is in order. How much of work, but we don't appreciate. We don't have a thought about it also. One time, Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullahi, very great Buzur, he was a doctor. But just see, not a Maulana, not a Hafiz, nothing, doctor. But just because of the company of pious people, company of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, he became like a big Buzurg and he became like a big Ali. Such a big Buzurg that Mufti Rafi Usmani, Mufti Taqi Usmani, grand Muftis of Pakistan, they became bayat to him. What a position Allah, just the company of the pious people. So anyway, he was invited for a meal. After eating from Parda, he told the house lady, Jazakallah, appreciate very much, the food was very tasty, Allah reward you. He praised her, he thanked her, he gave her duas, he went away. But she started crying, and very heavily, profusely she's crying. So her husband asked her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't insult you, he didn't criticize you, he gave you duas, he praised you. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm feeding you, cooking and feeding you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. Not one day you praised my food. And we also think, did we ever tell our wife Jazakallah? MashaAllah, today the meal I really appreciated. How nice you cooked it. Did we ever say that? So he realized his mistake. So and I hope we also realize. And we our pride can break also. And we can tell the wife also Jazakallah. For every when we have visitors, tell the wife you kept my izzat. You prepared so well, you cooked. And otherwise, if I'm in front of them, if the food was a mess, it was a, then what face will I show? You kept my izzat, but we don't acknowledge also. And we don't say Jazakallah also. So anyway, he learned his lesson. The next day they were eating, and then he started Jazakallah, very nice, I appreciate it, how tasty, how wonderful. She started crying again. So, and it's a no-win situation. You can, whatever you do is a problem. And no problem, they say that about us also. That this man, you can never make them happy. This you do, they're not happy. They got new vibes every day. Today it's this, tomorrow it's that. They also, you just can't make them happy. But anyway, he said, now why are you crying? I praised you, I thanked you. She said, 40 years I'm feeding you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. Today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, you can't stop. It is going on and praising the food. So anyway, to acknowledge. So first, for the Quruni, remember Allah. That plate of food that has come in front. And then it's not only the biryani, basmati rice. And you can never, all of mankind together, can never complete the history of that rice coming here. All the things that are involved, the rays of the sun, the blowing of the wind, the coming of the rains, all this, who can do that? Only Allah Ta'ala is there. Then there isn't only, in our biryani, it's not only rice. Then there is potatoes, there are peas, there are eggs, Allahu Akbar. Imagine how the hand lays an egg. The university people, they can't make an egg. They have to go to the hand and see how the hand lays the egg. And that hand didn't go to any university to learn how to give an egg. Allah made its machinery like that. And the cow's machinery, whole day the cow is eating rice, grass, and whole day its mouth, chop, chop, chop. Today our children, our women also, even men, whole day chappies, chappies, chop, 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 whole day. But no, we don't make nothing. The cow at least makes chop, chop, chop the whole day. Beautiful mom. Lebanon, sa'ir al-lishamim, bein partiyon, wadami, Lebanon, khalisan. Look at the cow. Man, he makes chop chop whole day, nothing, no results. But the cow, day and night all the time, and it produced. And the cow didn't go to any technicon, any university. The cow haven't got a matric certificate that I know how to make milk. From there, learn also, Rosie is in Allah's hand. Rosie is not in matric certificate. Rosie is not in a PhD. Rozi is in nothing. Allah gives rozi, whom Allah wants to. There are people who don't know till today how to sign their name also. Multi-millionaires. And there are people who got PhDs, no job. Mm. Either they are too qualified, too educated, so they can't get jobs. And they are just like that. So rozi is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gives rozi to whom He wants. So in that one plate of biryani, what the spices from Malawi, from Zanzibar, the butter from Australia, zafran from Spain, the whole world's ni'mat Allah has put in one plate. And we can't even say Bismillah to thank Allah. We can't say one Alhamdulillah. Yes, we'll find fault. The salt is not enough. It's burnt. It's too cold. It's too hot. We're always finding fault. So in everything, and then again, if there wasn't the utensil is a big ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar. A utensil also is ajeeb. Look at this glass here. We pay for the glass. But where we put the water or whatever we want to put, juice or whatever, in the emptiness. The value of the glass is the emptiness. Eh? But we don't pay for the emptiness. That just came. The value, we pay for the glass. But the emptiness, that is where we put the thing. That has got the value. So we don't think what and what Allah has given us. So if there aren't utensils, so how many times it happens, there isn't a knife and it's a problem. Spoons are not there. Food is there. Everything. Commonly this happens. The platters of food came. The spoons are not there. Now everyone is sitting, waiting for the spoon. Till the spoon comes. That spoon is what a ni'mat, but we don't appreciate. Allahu Akbar. One time, Sheikh Abdu was a very great Sheikh of Azhar University in Cairo. He was visiting India. In his, very many years ago, 60, 70 years, in his travels, he went to Darul Uloom, Deoband also. And he ate with Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah, great Allama, walking library, what Allah has given him knowledge, everything. So when they were eating, Arabs normally, Egyptians also, eat with spoons and fork, knife. Our people, India people, eat with their hands, sunnah according to them. So Sheikh Abdul told Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah Ali, you also eat with a fork, spoon and fork. So Maulana was Maulana. Immediately he put his hand like this, the four fingers. And he said, I am eating with a fork. There's also a fork if you say. And Allah made ours, how many, not three in one, we don't know how many in one. Like this it's a fork, like that it's a cup, like that it's a spoon. Everything Allah has put in your one hand. So he said, I am eating with a fork. And my fork is better than your fork in four ways. The first thing is, my fork can feel the temperature of the food. Allah has put built-in thermometers in our fingertips. We can feel how hot. If you put sometimes two hot things in your mouth, how it burns you. Sometimes tea, anything else also, how it burns you. So you get the temperature also there. Then Allah Ta'ala has made the fork that it can bend easily. So you say, with my fork, that piece of meat I want, potato, anything, easily I catch hold of it. But with you, I see with your fork and spoon, fork to fork and knife, that piece of meat is running in this corner of the plate, that corner, you're suffering to get it hold of it. My fork, I just catch it one time. And then my fork, if I have to hit my teeth with my fork, no problem. There's no pain or anything. With your fork, by mistake you hit, it hurts you terribly. Even blood comes out. And fourthly, my fork, after eating, I lick it, and there's a fluid that comes up that digests my food also. Sunnah after for eating, clean your plate also, and lick your fingers also. There's a fluid that digests your food. Allah gave me tawfiq, I made three additions. In my addition with the E, I made three additions with the A. One is that my fork is Allah made. Allah made my fork. Your fork is Malaysian make, Indonesian, and if it's Chinese make, halfway in the meal your fork will break. You won't even finish your meal also. The second is that the whole world today is so worried of hygiene and cleanliness. My fork, I washed it myself, sunnah before eating. You wash it. Then you know it is washed. Allah reward Maulana, mashallah. We all were sitting down, he came a little late, but he asked his aunt to wash hands. That also many people don't do. We just sit down, we don't wash hands to eat. Though sometimes there isn't water nearby, but take the trouble, it's sunnah to wash hands. So then, wash, and the third is My fork is Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your fork is the way of the enemies of Islam. And one lady from Reunion added one beautiful point also. She said, with my fork, after eating, I can clean the whole plate nicely. With your fork, you can't do that. So, and it is Sunnah. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, I know exactly in which plate Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate. It was the cleanest. He cleaned it completely after eating. And you don't know where is the barakat of the food. The barakat is not in that big rump and that big chops and that big leg of the chicken or something. Where the barakat is, clean the plate, that is where the barakat will come. So anyway, all this Allah's namats. How many namats? And this is only, so that is about the utensils. And all the others, the plates, the bowls, every utensil, the pots. If the aunties didn't have a pot to cook, how would she cook? These are all great namats of Allah. The dastarkhan. Sometimes there is no dastarkhan. Now you can't sit down waiting and sending this person 10 minutes, 15 minutes going, they're not bringing the dastarkhan. You get it? Everything is Allah's namat. Allahu Akbar. Then to be able to sit down and eat, especially on the floor, which is sunnah, and that you can sit in the proper way, that you don't sit with your legs crossed also, with one leg up, or in a tahiyyat position, if your health permits, you said that is also Allah's favor. One family member of ours was ill in the hospital. I went and visited him. When I went, just about to enter the door, his young son, married boy man, came running to me. He said, Maulana, today first time daddy ate with his own hands. And just imagine, we eating, all of us ate now with our own hands. Did we make shukr to Allah? That all our joints are in order. We can take the food, no arthritis, no gout or anything. We take the food, we bring it here, we eat. If this was not in order, just imagine in the body there are 360 joints. Now I'll just mention one joint, this elbow joint. If there wasn't this joint and our hand was straight, all these joints are perfect. You took the food and this joint is not here, your hand is straight. Try your utmost to bring your hand to your mouth or take your mouth to your hand. Eh? If you think I'm doing drama, you can try it yourself also. If you feel shy in front of everyone, go and do it at home. But don't do it in front of your wife. Wife will say, what, which Maulana came, he made jadu on you? What's this whole time you doing like this, like this? So go in the bathroom and try it in the bathroom. But put the light off. Maybe she's peeping through the keyhole or something. And lock the door so the whole night try to bring your fingers to your mouth or take your mouth, you won't be able. Just one joint, Allah. That easily, and this joint, not 20,000 kilometers servicing, oiling and greasing. 6 months, now your oil change. Ball bearings are finished, change them. Whole life we use them, but we don't see Allah's qudrat. Allah is complaining about it. Why don't you see Allah in yourself? The greatest proof of Allah's existence, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and the qudrat and power of Allah is you yourself, O insan. This is the greatest ashraful makhluqat. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَحْوِينَ. The most beautiful way it made this human being. How your eyes are functioning, how your brains are functioning, your liver, your heart, every part of the body, free of charge Allah gave us. Right? Today if you have to lose an eye in a shooting incident, in some accident, all what medical science, what all their progress can do is give you a glass eye. And that also they charge you. What a big amount for it. And with that eye, you can't see anything. The whole world will see your eye, but with your eye, you can't see anything. Allah gave us two eyes, free of charge. What is the pay of it? To recognize Allah and to make shukr. Your father gave you an education. He brought you up. He gave you, got you married. He gave you a house. He gave you a business. And you don't even recognize him as your father. You don't even tell him one, Jazakallah. Are you an insan or are you a hayawan? Ulaika kal an'am wal hum adall. You are worse than a hayawan also. And how much can your father do? And whatever he did was also by the tawfiq of Allah. And Allah we don't recognize. So Allah says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. You think we just create? We created you so that you recognize me. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ. Allah put us in this world. First, our first and foremost faraz is to recognize Allah. And that person, many people commonly ask this question, no concentration in namaz. And I even forget the rakats of my namaz. And I forget, my mind goes where and where in the world in my namaz. If we haven't recognized Allah, so to say, we don't know for who we're making namaz. Where will there be concentration in that namaz? That person who made the effort to recognize Allah, to know Allah, and that is making his ibadat for Allah, that person will automatically have concentration. You won't have to work for concentration. Or you taking delivery of your Mercedes Benz, top of the series, Monday morning day delivery. Nobody has to tell you, phone the garage and ask him, are they sending the Mercedes? You are busy preparing your garage. You putting 7-sheer carpet for your Mercedes in the garage. And you are cleaning your garage, painting your garage, tiling your garage for your new Mercedes. Your thoughts are in it. Why? Your Mercedes is coming. If we had Allah in our heart, then out of namaz, in eating, you will be thinking of Allah. And those are what we call the awliya, the ahlullah. That not in namaz, they are with Allah connected only. Even when they are eating, they are connected with Allah. Who gave me this food? And they make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. When your newborn baby comes, you're a first time father, proud father, I got a baby, I'm a father today. I'm daddy today, I'm abba today, whatever you are today. And you take your child, or your first time grandfather, and your grandchild who you love more even than your own children, and the child comes in your hand. Before, you want to kiss the child, you want to lick the child, you want to eat up the child. No problem. But first thing, who made this beautiful two small lips? Who made the small little nose, which you're loving so much, and it appeals to you so much? Two small little cheeks, beautiful two small eyes, fitted in properly, exactly how it must be. Who made it? And how did Allah create this child? يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ Allah is created, يَخْلُقُكُمْ. Not Allah created, continuously Allah is creating. According to World Health Organization, 250,000 babies a day are born in the world. Allah's 250,000 factories are working in the whole world. It can be in the big cities of Johannesburg and Pretoria and London and Paris and New York. Or it can be in the Amazon jungle. It can be in the forest of Africa or the Himalaya mountains of India. Wherever it can be, Allah's 250 factories are working. And Allah is making each child. And for Allah, Allah didn't need one component that's coming from France. Another part that will get, the legs are made in Japan. And the brains are made in China. And the heart is made in America. No, everything is made in that small womb of that mother. And fi zulumatin thalath, three layers of darkness. Yeah, now if the lights have to go off, I will stop speaking. My talking got nothing good to do with the lights. And we hear one big from everyone when the light goes. Nobody will read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And if there are children around, then you can hear the screaming after that. And the big noise they make. But lights have got nothing to do with talking and hearing. But we are so connected. Allah created us in the wombs of our mothers in three layers of darkness. In Pakistan, many places, how many factories have to be closed? 20 hours power outage. 20 hours a day. One whole day power outage. Factories are closed. Allah's factory with no power. Three layers of darkness. And what the best creation is being. Insan is being made who makes everything else. He's the one who makes computers. He's the one who makes sex machines. He's the one who makes cell phones. He's the one who does everything. And he has been made in three layers of. Don't we see the qudrat of Allah? So Allah says, do you think we created you for nothing? We created you for a definite purpose. And that is to recognize Allah. And when you recognize Allah, wallah, I say, your namaz will become namaz when you have recognized Allah. Remember that whole day we want to be in our shops, we want to be in our houses, we want to be in all our dunya's things, and within 5 minutes we come for namaz, I must have 100% concentration. Write it on your stomach and wipe it off with your shirt. Forget you're going to get concentration. Your thoughts in your namaz are in your business. When you are in your namaz, your thoughts are in your house. When you are in your namaz, your thoughts are in everything else. When in those things you bring Allah's thoughts, then in your namaz your thoughts will be at the height. And you'll be connected with Allah.
It's not just something simple
that you do. Nothing for deen we do. We come for namaz and now suddenly I'm the biggest Sufi and I've got full concentration in my namaz. It doesn't work like that.
You'll have to devote yourself and bring Allah in your heart. Bring Allah in your life. Then you'll see Allah comes in your namaz also. And then see what connection you have with Allah Ta'ala. So this is that effort that we have to do. It's not just going to happen like that. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali. Also, what a great Buzur. And he was a political man. He worked for the British government when the British were ruling India. But such a man also became such a Buzur. Just by connection with Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So he says, Lutfe Dunya ke hai kai din ke. For how long are the enjoyments of this dunya? Which you think are enjoyments, which really are not enjoyments. They are sufferings. Hey, this dunya, that one time Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in a Tablighi Ijtima told the people, if you make your nikah according to sunnah, then it's very easy. First he said, according to our riwaj, how we do. 6 months before we are preparing, and then all the expenses which are included, 200, 500 people we inviting, then now catering, we hand over to the caterers, we pay them big amount. Before people should cook, you should get the cook, getting the dates, putting up a tent, getting the tables. It was a whole big thing. And then cleaning the rice, no clean rice before. The ladies used to gather for how many days, nights and nights, weeks together to clean the rice, wash the meat, whole lot effort. So he asked, isn't it difficult? They said, yes, it is very difficult and very expensive. But we'll all do it. You won't do it. It's so hard. They say, no, we will do it. And we'll do it with pride. Because why? It's the in thing. Everyone is doing it. If you don't do it like that, people will say, what kind of a wedding? Was this a funeral or was it a wedding? And then he explained sunnat wedding. So simple. The ijab, the proposal has been given. They accept. Nikah is being made. Walima can be your ordinary daily need. Just invite 1-2 poor people also. Not even something separate. Normally 8-10 people are eating at home. The same 8-10 people eat with the niyat of walima. Walima is made. She said, isn't it very easy? Very, very easy. Well, you do it very hard. Why? What will the people say? Was this a wedding or was it a funeral that took place? What was this? So this is our condition. What is so easy our deen, today we have made it very hard. And what was so hard, dunya way of life, make this one happy, make that one happy. All the time we get these complaints of people. People are not happy. I try and please this one. They, you can't please people. If you want to please, please one Allah. And Allah gets happy and pleased very easily. Make him happy. And when he's happy, he'll make everyone happy with you. But if you want to please people, nobody will get pleased. Your wedding, you did everything, so much. And still people will say, the rice was still left little raw. Mm. The meat wasn't done. Too much salt, it was burned. You'll find complaints, you can't please people. Only Allah you can please. So we must do everything only for Allah Ta'ala. And this dunya is a very hard place. For our rosy, how much aren't we working today? And we say it's so hard. Wallah, the Sahaba did not work for rosy how we work. They worked for deen. And Allah put dunya at their feet. Allah gave so much of dunya that gold was piling up in Masjid al-Nabawi. Not in a safe, not in a vault, in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Got built up with brick and wall, it's a security and locking doors. Just grass roof and bamboo sticks on the side. And their gold is lying. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for three nights is asking Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, has Allah relieved me? Has all been distributed? He says, no, all the poor haven't come down. They haven't collected. Imagine when they made effort for deen, Allah gave them dunya like this. That for today if we have to announce that there is gold here, we distribute it. And before we make the announcement, all that gold will be gone. And therefore, three nights announcement is being made. They made effort on deen, Allah took dunya with respect, and Allah disgraced dunya and put it at their feet. Today we are honoring dunya.
matric, university, school education, we honor it so much. It's such a big thing. All these things of dunya, we have made it so big. Our businesses, we take so much pride in. And for deen, no time. Then we ask, I don't get concentration in my namaz. I haven't got peace of mind. I can't sleep at night. Insomnia. This is happening. Depression is coming. All this. Make effort on deen. Solution is in deen. But we are making effort on dunya. One person lost his gold coin. Poor person who had nothing in his life but one gold coin. Living in a tent shanty in a little hut. When he lost it, he went and looked for it outside on the road, under the street light. So he can't find it there. He didn't lose it there. His friend came past, asked, what's happening? He said, I lost my gold coin. He said, this poor person, he only had gold, one gold coin, let me help him. Looking after, they can't find it, and as it is common, then you ask, where you lost it? So he said, I lost it in my tent shanty. So he said, why are you looking for it here, then if you lost it there? He says, in my tent shanty, I got no lights. Here is a very bright light. So I came and looked for it here. Where you didn't lose it, you can look for it there till the cows go home. You can't find it there. Go and look for it in your tent shanty. With a candle. Or you haven't got a candle also, just with your hands. But where you lost it, you can find it. Today we lost our honor, our izzat, our peace of mind when we left deen. And we're looking for it in our mansions. We're looking for it in our gardens. We're looking for it in nightclubs. We're looking for it in casinos. We're looking for it in holiday resorts. It's not kept there. Your peace of mind, your sukoon and itminan, peace of mind and contentment of heart is in deen. Allah said, Allah bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. The word Allah is a word that is used to draw the attention of people. Listen to what I got to say. Open your ears and hear what I got to say. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to discuss this, he said in the Arabic language, there are three prepositions that are used in order to draw the attention of the people. That listen what, open your ears, listen what I've got to say. Allah, Ama, and Ha. And Hazrat should say, listen properly also what I'm saying. Allah, Ama, Ha. You don't listen properly and you will be thinking I'm saying Yamaha. And I'm an agent of Yamaha scooters or engines. And I came and sell Yamaha engines or scooters here. I'm not saying Yamaha, Allah, Ama, Ha. So Allah is saying, Allah, open your ears. Allah is saying, Allahu Akbar. That listen properly. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ In the zikr of Allah, will hearts find contentment. Will find peace of mind, contentment of heart in the zikr of Allah. We looking for it in resorts. We looking for it in dunya's things. In rands and chains, our sheikh should say, rand or chain or rand or cent mein koi chain nahi. Chain Allah ke zikr mein hai. Rand mein koi chain nahi hai. But we are looking for it in our rands. In our money, one robbery, and there how much they have taken away. Hey, one thing goes wrong, and there how much you have suffered. In rands, there is no chain. Chain is in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, peace of mind. So Allah says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنْدَبَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا Do you think we just created you in some tomfoolery? Just to waste time, we just made a big show of this dunya? No, we created you for a definite purpose. Also, and that purpose, ask ourselves, who of us, have we made a niyat why I'm living? Every morning we're getting up, we had a good sleep, Allah gave us a bed, security, comfort, not too hot, not too cold, peaceful sleep. Allah, His fazl gives us. We get up in the morning, we start our day's work, we make our fajr, we have our breakfast, we go to our shops, our work, we do our whole day's work. But have we made a niyat why I'm doing all this? Like a person fills up petrol in his car, he checks his tire pressure also, gets his windscreen clean, has his car washed also, but no niyat where I'm going. He's just sitting in the car and just driving. He hasn't got a niyat that I'm going to a certain place. What kind of a person is that? Our vehicle of life which is moving, have we made a niyat? We got our GPS of our life. Did we punch in what is our destination? Mm. What is our address? Where we want to go? We're just living. And we're just carrying on. Petrol got finished, fill up again. And oil got finished, fill up again. We're just carrying on. We haven't made niyat of our life also. And how many of us, we don't know what is the niyat of my life. Niyat of life must be the pleasure of Allah. That is why I'm here, to please Allah. That when I get up in the morning, today I must please Allah. I must live my whole day in such a way that Allah is happy with me. That is our object. Our object of life, secondary, akhir, Jannah. Our object is not dunya. To have beautiful mansions, houses, cars, income, bank balances, properties, investments. That's not our object. Our object is investment of akhirah. Our houses of akhirah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one time a person came and saw he's got nothing in his house, like empty. And he felt that sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and living such a life, hardly anything in his house. So he asked him that, how come you got nothing? So he says, actually I got two houses. Now that person got shocked from the other angle again, right, the other extreme. Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and two houses, what's the need of two houses? One house is enough for a person. Then he explained, my other house is the house of Jannah. Whatever I get here, I transfer it there. You get a stove here, you gave it away to somebody who hasn't got a stove, you have made your preparation for akhirah. Somebody gave you a car, you gave somebody a bicycle. You bought your new motor car, you gave somebody a bicycle. Your conveyance, your buraq of Jannah, Allah has sent there also. Yeah, whatever you're doing here, you're sending there. So this is why we are here. And it comes in the hadith, Dunya dar liman la dar. Dunya is a house for that person who got no house in Jannah. You got no house in Jannah, you're just making your dunya's house. All the time, changing this now, from carpets to tiles, tiles to carpets, tiles on the wall, now wallpaper on the wall, now painting on the wall. Outside you got pavers, now no more pavers, it's too dead, must have a lawn. The lawn is too much to manage now, and too much to maintain, put pavers now. All the time just dunya, adding here, breaking here, just dunya. So a person who haven't got a house in akhirat is just making his dunya house. Ad-dunya dar liman la dar lah. Wa maal liman la maal lah. And dunya is your bank for that person who haven't got bank in akhirat. So only here investments, properties, increasing. If you have an account of akhirat, you'll deposit there. Let my money go there where I'm going finally. All this dunya I'm going to leave behind. Wa yajma'u laha man la aqla lah. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and that person gathers for dunya and piles up, who got no brains. How today, in today's world, you are piling up for who? For the crooks. You are piling up for who? For the receiver. Receiver catches you out, you had so much money in your house. Where this money came from? Where's the parents of this money? Where's the proof you paid your tax? You were in problems. You piling up for the crooks, they come and they take it away, one lot. And what, not only the money, they take the whole safe away. If they don't take you away, make shukr, you're still there. Otherwise, they take you also away. So, a person who got no brains, he works for this thing. What you transfer to akhirah will be eternal. And crooks can't reach there. And shaitan can't reach there. Your money is safe. And finally, whatever you gathered for dunya, you're going to leave it behind. And if our hearts are attached with our dunya. That is why mort has become so difficult for almost all of us. A person in hospital, you can see he's finished now. His brain dead. But just by machines, that no, he must carry on. For what must he carry on? The person is a poor dead person already. But just with machines, you are life supporting machines, you're keeping him going. We don't want to die. If we prepared for akhirah, and we know, we send away all our things for akhirah, who won't be eager to go to akhirah? A person, a mu'min, tuhfatul mu'min. Maut is a gift for a mu'min. That what you work for your whole life, now you're going to get it. But if we have got that yaqeen in our hearts, and we are preparing, but if you only for dunya, and what is the time, you're going to separate from it now. How many people in this dunya, when we lose our dunya, what depression. How many people committed suicide. What funny things people have done when the dunya went away from them. Because our heart is in this dunya. At the time of maut, you will be completely separated. This whole dunya will be left behind. If you made your children alims, hafiz, you gave them deen, and you used your money for akhirat, for good causes, then you go there, you will be happy to go. And what, and forever and ever. And what enjoyment you will get in akhirat. So really our life, we must understand the purpose of life. And this love of dunya is one of the major diseases, spiritual diseases. To have dunya, to be a rich man is not haram in Islam. To be maldar is not haram. To be dunyadar, you can be the poorest person, but you got love of dunya. Love of dunya is haram. You can have 10 million check in your pocket right next to your heart, but don't have the love of 1 cent in your heart. Eh? You can have the world. Allah makes you the richest. Islam didn't prohibit. But at the same time, the love of dunya is haram. And the love of dunya has killed so many people, made so many people do suicide, so many people murder. All this in the world is for dunya dikhti. Husband kills wife, wife kills husband. Insurance policies to get the insurer, what and what is not. Not other people, we Muslim people. What we are doing today in this love of dunya. So it's a disease and it has to be treated and it can be treated if we go for treatment. Just like almost every town will have a laundrette where clothes are washed. People who take their clothes to the laundry or in your washing machine at home. Or if you sell that primitive type, the maid comes and in that big baths and she's washing the clothes. Or in your washing machine, whatever it is. So if you go in that washing machine, then all the dirt which came on the clothes. Then you are eating and you mess curry on your kurta and your wife is fighting with you all the time. You don't know how to eat also. You must wear an apron when you eat. Always you are messing on your clothes, etc. And some stains are stubborn, they don't want to come out. Now you're using jik, bleach and preen and 2-3 times to get it properly clean. All your clothes, your underwear, your topi, all your clothes. So those clothes that go in the washing machine and the washing machine will hit them from side to side. The old ladies of before when they by hand they used to wash, they also hit it on the rock, etc. And they should rub it and scrub it, etc. And so all that, the washing machine also turning it around in circles, hitting it from this side to a person who is prepared to give himself to his sheikh like this. That murda badaste zinda. That a dead person, how a janaza, how the live people turn it this side, that side they do. You give yourself to your sheikh like that. And he's the washing machine, the washerman. And he's washing you like that. And you are prepared to take all those knocks. This way, that way, this way, that way. Half an hour, 20 minute cycles, whatever it is. Now you are clean. After being washed out like this, clean. It's still not finished. Now, put you in the tumble dryer. Now, in the washing machine first, with that spear, you rinse it now. And with speed now, it is being rinsed now. And with all that heavy rinsing, it's being squeezed. In the days of before, with the hands down, all that heavy squeezing. So the sheikh will squeeze the murid like that. He will scrub him like that. That murid who is prepared for his cleanliness and who gives himself to his sheikh. Now he becomes clean. Then put in the tumble dryer to dry or hang it up in the sun. Now the heavy rays, hot, hot rays of sun beating down on it. Or in the tumble dryer, the tumble dryer is hitting it from this side. Now it is dry. Still you are not made. Now the sheikh will iron you also. Hot, hot iron he will put on you. And the creases, and he wants a proper nice kurta or shirt or whatever it is. Nice proper sheet. How he will iron it properly, every crease must come out. And if it's a commercial place, then they will put it in a plastic and now they will showcase it. Look at these clothes, how dirty they were, and now they are in a showcase. What? So just like that, a murid who gives himself to his sheikh like that. And the sheikh who puts him through this whole process and he prepared to go through it. Then he becomes a showcase. And the sheikh also is proud. Look at this murid of mine. Look at that murid of mine. Now he's showcased also. But who's prepared? Then there are certain clothes who don't go to the washing machine. Don't go to the laundry. How will they get clean? Those who don't go to the khanqah, how are they going to get clean? Others do go, but they don't go in the washing machine. They are left outside. In the washing basket they are left, or they are watching the tamasha. How the washing machine, you bought a new washing machine, and you are fascinated how it works. All the cycles it's doing and everything, but you on the outside, you can't get clean. Many come to the majlis also, but just bodily. Their hearts are not in the washing machine. They have preconceived ideas, and their own way, and what I think, and they say also, nobody can change me. I'm not prepared to change. Nobody must tell me anything. How can that person get clean? How will the dirt come out? How will he get dry? How will he get iron? How will the creases come out? A person who hands himself over, body and heart, that person gets the benefit. So like that, let us put ourselves in this laundry. Let us get ourselves clean spiritually. Our heart, our souls must be clean before Maut comes. We are ready for Maut. And then when Maut will come, you'll tell Maut, Labbaik, I'm waiting for you. Where were you? Where, I was waiting how many years for you to come? And then you see the enjoyment. When Malakul Maut will come, with two qitar, two rows of Malaika of Jannah, each one carrying a branch of the trees of Jannah. On each branch, 20 leaves. And on each leaf, beautiful different color and beautiful different fragrance. And then the Malakul Maut will say, come, Allah is calling you, that you come to Allah Ta'ala. And all of them, all that Malaika will be eager, waiting, I want to take his ruh. I want to take his ruh. Each one brought the kafan of Jannah. Before we put our kafan on, they put the kafan of Jannah. Already you see the Hurul Ain of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. In one battle of Shamli, in India, one place name is Shamli, and our ulama of Deoband fought the British, and the battle took place in this place here. One Ali, afterwards his whole life, people saw that all the time his lip is licking his lips, like this all the time. So somebody asked him one day, Monana, what is this? All the time you're licking your lips. He says, in that battle of Shamli, those of us who were going to become shaheed, the Hurul Ain came to take the ruh. In the for Malakul Maut's work, they were doing Hurul Ain came. And everyone who was going to become shaheed, they brought a goblet, glass of the drink of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. That drink is such, if one drop falls in the ocean of the world, all the seven oceans become sweet. And those people who are drinking goblets and goblets, who are sitting at the fountains and drinking, what to say about those people? One drop makes all the oceans become sweet. So they brought those goblets of that sweet drink, and everyone who was becoming shaheed, they put it to his mouth. After that, the bullets come on you, with swords people hit you, it's a dead body, you don't feel anything. Your ruh is gone already. Nothing to be frightened of Maut, your ruh is gone before time already. And Hurul Ain came and fetched you. So one of them put that goblet to my mouth also. Another Hurul Ain told this Hurul Ain, he's not amongst the shaheeds who are becoming shaheed today. He's not amongst them. But that one drop of that sweet drink of Jannah that were put there, that I tasted till today, I'm getting the sweetness. What will be the condition of those people who will drink of it forever in Jannah? What's our mango juice? What's our ginger beer? What is all our drinks? We'll forget all these things if we get the taste. And Allah gives that taste. And with iman and yaqeen, you actually get the taste. You actually see that Hurul Ain. Then your eyes will never go for the filthy, dirty, naked woman of this dunya. You will see this beautiful Hurul Ain, and then what your life will be. So that is why it is necessary for us that we give time in the Khanqa also. All the work of deen is absolutely essential. The most important first primarily is the maktab. Today when I came here and I saw the children reading, my heart became so happy. And these children, mashallah, so much adab also they have. Very seldom you see that they have this amount of respect and adab and muhabbat also. And so that is where children read Quran, should learn Quran Sharif, and learn the basics of deen, our aqidahs. And then namaz and taharat, how to make istinja, wudu, those are the most important, which is farz ain for every person. And every parent's farz ain to see that my children gets that education. After that, mashallah, here is also hips class. Almost every masjid today in the world has got hips class. That is not farz ain. You want to become hafiz? Very good. What great rewards to become a hafiz. But not farz to become a hafiz. Then to become an alim is also not farz. You become an alim is very good. And for the community to have sufficient alims, that is farz. But for every individual to become an alim is not farz. And then to become a qari also, mashallah, very, very good. Then tabligh work, what a great work is taking place. How many people's lives are changing? How lot of goodness is coming in the world? Then is the khanqa work. That where we get this, that you don't have love of dunya, the sickness of the heart. That pride, or to do things for name and fame. Your whole life you're doing deen's work, you are making namaz, you are going hajj umrah, but you are doing it for name and fame. Zero by Allah Ta'ala. So that is farz ain for everyone. to develop that insight qualities. That sincerity comes in us. That humbleness comes in us. That the love of dunya goes out from us. Just now after eating, Mufti Shaheed, who is here from Trinidad, mashallah, we should take a lesson also from Mufti Saab. He's actually from Trinidad and he worked 4 years in Haiti. And Haiti, just listen to the Karguzari, what kind of a place Haiti. How difficult it is just to live there also. Very, very hard conditions. People are very, the whole island, the whole country is a ghetto. Yeah, you have certain ghettos, certain places, dangerous places, don't go where the ghetto. The whole country is a ghetto. 80 years, Haiti's existence, 100 presidents. How can a country function like that? In less than a year, president is changing. When that is the condition. And why he has come here? He wants to bring his whole family, 6 children, to learn deen. Just imagine what a second. He's a mufti, Ali, mufti, everything. Doing great work of deen, but concerned for his children. How that we got everything ready on the plate. But we're sending them to schools. We're sending them for music lessons. We're sending them for dancing lessons. People coming from those places to come learn deen here. And we got deen, we got all the structures of deen, our makatib, everything. And we're sending our children to universities. We're sending our children for music lessons, for ballet dancing. What funny things are happening. Hey, this is how we have become. We should take a great lesson from Mufti Saab. So this is what it is necessary for every one of us to bring this, to take out this love of. So Mufti Saab asked me a question, why people only are they working for dunya? Why they don't work for? Because we haven't seen akhirah. We're only in dunya all the time. We haven't seen akhirah. Stay with the people, ahlullah, people who are connected with akhirah, people who are connected with deen. I'm sure, inshallah, from this little talk, it must have come into us that akhirah, what a beauty to recognize Allah. So if you stay with such people that will talk about this, etc., then it will come into us. If you are staying with the people who sell coal all the time, you'll get coal dust on you. You stay with people who sell attar, perfume. If they don't give you perfume, the smell will definitely come to you. So but who you're going to stay, that is going to wear off. And remember, dunya is going to get finished. We are not here for dunya, we are here for akhirah. So inshallah for that, we have to come here to remind ourselves first, to remind our friends. Like you put your car lights on, you benefit, other people also benefit from your car lights. You put your house lights on, you benefit other. So we are talking for our benefit. And whoever is in the vicinity, listening, and whoever will listen with how much sincerity and devotion, so much that person will also benefit. So inshallah, tomorrow's program will be in Delmas. See also how many brothers from Binoni have come. How many brothers from Springs, and I think they are going back again now. How many brothers have joined us, ladies have joined us. All got their nice houses. All are comfortable in their houses. What need? Not that we are short of food, so we came here, people will give us food. Or we are short of sleeping place, people will give us. But for the sake of deen. And how many brothers have come? So inshallah, even for tomorrow to Delmas, try and come. And then, what is the next day? Try and come there. And on Saturday, Yawm al-Sabt, the Islahi Jalsa, which is very near, here in Wedden. Mufti Saab was coming right from Trinidad. He asked me if I'll be here when he's coming. So I said, I will be here. And we got this one trip. If you wish to, you can join. So he's from Trinidad, he's joining us. Where is Trinidad? Caribbean Islands, West Indies. Far away, you travel and travel and travel and the place doesn't come. So far it is. But he has come and to join us also. So we who are so near, let us take full advantage. All will come Saturday, inshallah. Try to come tomorrow night also. Tomorrow night is? Wakhis. Try to come there also. And then for Saturday, try to come to Wet Bank also, inshallah. And make the bunk, wet bunk. Make it white. All that is gone black now, make it white now. Inshallah. Coming, Maulana? الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم.
اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا وأصلح ذات بيننا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك وإنه لا يزل موالي ولا يعز من عادي تبارك ربنا وتعالي نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
After Fajr also we'll have a program, not so long, short program after Fajr.